Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland. Over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continuing here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Huskers defeat Wisconsin 44-25, a few minutes ago. Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
That's a Nebraska team that they get to celebrate today, and you'll have to find a way with your roster to figure out what the next week is like for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of the game, unfortunately, that we've had to go through far too many times this year. And, you know, we did not play, you know, together. We did not play complimentary football today at all. I mean, put ourselves in some bad situations, and then we, you know, obviously the second half really, really couldn't tackle very well, and you know, it all added up.
Offensively, you were able to certainly move the ball. There were some couple of missed field goals that swung some momentum for you in the negative way in the first half.
Yeah, those are the things on the road you just can't have happen. You know, we got to delay a game, but we you know, we were going to check to something on that. And we were, you know, thought we had a little opportunity to, and you know, and then we make it, and then we miss it, and then we miss another one. Kind of knew he wasn't there today, so we were going to have to be more aggressive to continue to do that. But all those kinds of things that just, when you don't have your best, you got to find ways, and that was definitely not one of the things that helped us.
Coach, offensively, were the mechanics as you would hope they would be in, you know, working through a change this week?
Yeah, there were some really good things offensively. Yeah. I thought those guys, give them credit. They had a great preparation. They worked through a lot of different things, and I thought they played well enough, not well enough for us to play the way we did on the other two phases. But you know, there's just a lot of things that you know, we got to look at to find ways to, you know. finish this thing the right way, and it kind of showed there today. But we're going to have to dig real deep in a short week and find out who we got and what they want to do.
Coach, I'll finish on that. We've asked questions in these moments about challenges, and this is another one. Short week. You've got to win on Friday against Minnesota.
We have to. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We, you know, our seniors deserve an opportunity to go out there and have a chance to finish this thing the right way. But we've got a lot of work to do from now until that Friday afternoon, and we got to find out who we got with us, and you know, and who's going to be willing to prepare to do the things they need to do, and then we got to put a plan together that gives us a chance to be successful.
Coach, thank you.
All right, guys, it is the trophy game. This was one as well. We get it. This is a relatively new one that Nebraska will be in possession of for the first time, as Wisconsin had won the last 10 meetings, and this trophy's been in existence going back to 2014. But the other one's been around for a lot longer, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. And I know, Tausch, you as a player, this is, you know, trophy games are what they are, but this one kind of stands alone coming up, doesn't it?
The axe game always does, and, I remember playing and having the videos back in the old days with the old TV monitors, not the flat screens. They'd be playing, the VHS tape gets put in, and you get it on a loop. And you'd watch our guys, when we'd win, take the axe and go chop it down at the Metrodome or back here. And it's always an important game. And I think this year it even adds another layer, because I can assure you, this senior group have been through a lot. And to be a part of the team, they don't want any part of being part of this, a group that doesn't make a bowl. And I know you can say what you want about it. It's important. And I would bet you're going to see everybody's best effort, because there's a lot of respect for these seniors in that locker room, and they want to send that group out on a positive note. And I know Luke and his staff feel that same way. They're going to empty the bucket and try and get everybody back as much as they can to have a good showing next Friday morning.
Well, the Gophers almost pulled one off today on the home field, but fell 1 point short, losing to fourth-ranked Penn State this afternoon, 26-25. Our coverage, by the way, on Friday will start at 9 a.m. It's an 11 a.m. kick on Friday as Wisconsin will take on Minnesota. Nebraska wins today 44-25. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey friends, Matt Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more.
If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Check some other scores in the Big Ten. The one that had the most attention in Columbus, Ohio State all over Indiana today, 38-15. The Hoosiers just had all kinds of trouble moving the football throughout the course of the game. So we'll see where Indiana sits in the CFP rankings next Tuesday. Illinois rallied to get past Rutgers 38-31. It was Iowa 29, Maryland 13. Penn State slipped past Minnesota 26-25. Michigan pounced on Northwestern 50-6, so the Wolverines now are officially bowl eligible. The late game tonight is USC taking on UCLA out at the Rose Bowl. Nebraska wins it today 44-25, and this will, facts are facts, this will be the second time in 3 years the Badgers will be sub-500 in the Big Ten. As they are sitting at 3-5 a couple years ago, they ended up 4-5 last year, 5-4. And they continue to be in that middle. And they're going to try to get to 4-5 next week against a 4-4 Minnesota team. And we'll see. We've been saying this. It sounded like a broken record here, but you know, we'll see how this team can respond to this. So they've had one disappointment after another here this last month or so, and we'll see if this rivalry game can get them cranked up on Friday.
We will. And, you know, I know Luke has said that throughout this time is – see how you bounce back, and there have been some times that this team has found a way to bounce back and compete, have just been unable to get over the hump. We had that little three-game stretch, which I think we all thought, okay, starting to see some things, and then you run into a Penn State team, and they're good, and you fight your tails off, and then you go to Iowa, and you just get trucked, and then you come back, and you compete. So this is now, it's now or never, and I think there's going to be a lot of conversation. None of that matters. It's going to come down to getting ready. You're playing a rival that is going to – you don't think Fleck and that group is going to do everything in their power to stop our bowl streak and to take the axe. That's what this is going to be about. And it's going to I there's some things today. Offensively, you have to feel good with what happened throughout the week. This group, I thought, did some really good things. But defensively, it was just a really bad day. And how you figure out to get that along with special teams fixed and hopefully the offense, and it's going to be a cold day. You're going to have all kinds of obstacles, but this group is going to have to see if they can rise up and get and pull it off.
All right, that'll do it for us here in Lincoln. For Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, and Dave McCann. Aisha Jackson back at our network studio as well. Nebraska wins it here today 44-25. Stay with us. Much more to come on our postgame show. Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen back in Milwaukee, and they'll roll on with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. They're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin UP4 dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. 44-25 from Memorial Stadium. And as one streak gets put to the test coming up in 6 days, one gets exercised there for the Cornhuskers. Lance, Nebraska fans have been waiting quite some time for this. They were waiting so long that they felt the need to storm the field after beating a 5-5 football team. But they haven't been to a bowl since 2016, and the Badgers need their sixth win to be able to continue for a 23rd consecutive year bowling into December. That was tough.
Winning seasons, Power Four teams, 22 straight winning seasons, that's on the line. The bowling thing is on the line. Billy, we're going to have a heavy lift tonight. You can't sugarcoat it, can't, you know, just gloss it over. You can't pom-pom wave. You can't do all that good fun stuff. Today was a tough one, especially when you consider that Nebraska – in Big Ten games had really struggled, four losses in a row, and had scored 25 or more points only in one of the previous seven Big Ten games, and they hang 44 on the Badgers today. Defensively, as well as they played against Oregon, they did not play well today. They clearly missed Hunter Waller, but there are a lot of things to digest in this one, and trust me, it's like after Thanksgiving indigestion. Hopefully we don't have indigestion after Thanksgiving against Minnesota, and they completely miss the postseason. But now it all comes down to basically a playoff postseason game, kind of like, to try to get to the postseason.
Well, yeah, no doubt. And what it also does, Lance, is, I mean, it puts you puts a lot of things into perspective. You mentioned it, the effort last week, and not surprising at all, because I think we've seen them play really, really hard in those games. Now, granted, the Alabama game gets sideways on you at the half,
right,
and the score's not close. Penn State game,
they
you're
put a lot
leading
into it
in the middle of the third quarter.
And then fourth quarter just got away from
and,
it. Yes.
And in each of those respects, think of what the next week brought. Now, USC, you start fast, can't finish for 30 minutes.
Yep.
You gave so much the week before. You see this. I know there was a bye week in between there.
But isn't this characteristic of a 5-5 and now 5-6? Well, now 5-6
for a
5-5 team. Yes,
so it's not surprising to see, after the massive effort a week ago, to see a little bit of a letdown here. Very Iowa-esque. Just very, very difficult, though, to process and talk about because you're looking at some of the numbers and seeing Braden Locke have statistically his best game of the year.
Yeah, and however, one interception that was not his fault. It went
some
off
of them
the receiver.
Feeling like empty stats towards the end.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. And I think the thing, Billy, to me, is you look at it and you go, okay, was the emotional tank closer to empty than full because you put so much into that Oregon game?
Yeah.
Defensively, you did enough to win that game. Offensively, I don't think there was any finger pointing, but if you're a defensive player, you probably sat there and went, you know what, we did enough to win this game. All we needed was just a little bit more offensively or just a little bit more. And this week it was defensively, it's like Nebraska, like Raiola could kind of do what he wanted to do for the first time in a while and looked really, really good doing it. And they just didn't have a lot of answers. And then offensively, you know, toward the end, the one series that you and I were kind of talking about as we, you know, sat in the studio to wait and go on and things like that is, you know, just the frustration that boils over when you have an unnecessary roughness penalty mm-hmm. and then a personal foul penalty mm-hmm. and then a face mask penalty. Mm-hmm. And you literally gift, you know, okay, it was a long shot to win the game because you're down 12 anyway.
But you're in the game.
But you're in the game and you gift wrap it.
But you're in the game.
And then death by paper cuts. And we've talked about it before where when it was 37-25, if you make a couple of makeable field goals, you're 37-31. And if you just kneel at the end of the first half, it's actually 34-31 instead of 37. I know that's a lot of buts and ifs and this, and, you know, we'd all have a Merry Christmas if all that was gifts.
Sure.
But those are the things that you have to do. And dare I say, you know, Barry Alvarez era, they did the little things, and they were always, like, within reach. Maybe they didn't always win, but they always gave themselves a chance. And right now, it's just they're doing too many things to not give themselves a chance.
Yeah, and you bring up the end of the first half. When I joined Mike Heller at halftime, I was listening to him say it. I didn't have a problem with it, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with you trying to see if
I probably had more of a problem than you did with it. But, yeah, we can agree to disagree.
But it's not even a problem. It's just you're trying to find anything to change some momentum. And as the snowball is rolling down the mountain on you, quickly becomes an avalanche, and you're watching Nebraska. I think Matt ended up saying it, and just watching how different their offense looked this week. They're in the second or third week of Dana Holgorsen calling the plays. Very similar situation to what the Badgers have going on, where you have to make a move, one that you don't necessarily want to do in the middle of the season. But Nebraska ends up scoring on six consecutive drives.
See?
And that starts in the second quarter, rolls through the second half, and puts the game completely out of reach, and dominates the time of possession, dominates the night, to where, once again, you're coming here saying, last week, you have questions, understandably so, about the offense being able to capitalize and put points on the board, drive the ball, move it, and capitalize on good opportunities. Today, you can't even feel great about where your defense was at, because last week, you're frustrating Dylan Gabriel, Heisman Trophy candidate, Lance, all over the place. And today, Dylan Raiola looks better than he has since
29 first downs, Billy. 29-15 on first downs. And you know, offensively, only 3 of 10 on third downs or whatever, but 7 penalties. You know, clearly, I mean, the Badgers are being more penalized, more yards, more turnovers. Time of possession, you mentioned it. It is extremely hard, especially on the road, to overcome all of that. And it is a shame that Braden Locke, for whatever, and we can
took
only,
a lot of arrows this week,
we
Lance.
Can he took a lot of arrows. And the thing, Billy, is we can speculate all we want because we don't fully know. But that's what this post-game show is to a degree, within reason, is we are paid to analyze it. Okay, so, Billy, the analyzation is analyzing it is Braden Locke played better this week. Whether you want to equate that to the offensive coordinator change or whatever, we didn't see the delay of game penalties. We didn't see some of the confusion. We didn't see like what we saw at the end of that last game against Oregon, where you literally get a delay of game penalty because you're not all on the same page coming out of not a timeout, but a break in the action. 20 of 30, 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, and the one interception was off a receiver. So he clearly played better. I think there were some things that were better, and I'm not trying to be Pollyanna-ish about it. I'm just saying there were some things that were better,
mm-hmm.
but you just, like, there were so many other things that they had to overcome that you can't overcome it.
Yeah, and you just put yourself way too far behind the eight ball, and a very, very frustrating night, and understandably so when we bust open some phone lines. I can only imagine that that thing is going to be hot tonight. It is a disappointing night. It's always disappointing because in the middle of the three-game winning streak, remember that one, Lance?
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Remember that? Remember that three-game winning streak?
Memories.
Nebraska had lost four straight before this one. In the middle of that streak, we were able to still say, you know, Badgers still have not lost to Rutgers since they rejoined the Big Ten. Had not lost to Purdue in 20-some years. Now they're going to update that Wikipedia page because this is the first time that Nebraska has won the Freedom Trophy. 9-0, the Badgers had been in the trophy's rivalry. 10th one goes to the Huskers. It goes way of Nebraska tonight, and they'll be partying in Lincoln until our ladies maybe get some retribution coming up in an hour. More on that coming up. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. Our postgame show presented by local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers postgame continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
In the game of life, every moment counts, every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Badgers fall tonight in Lincoln, 44-25, the final. Cornhuskers score on 6 consecutive possessions starting in the second quarter. And at that point, it was right after a missed field goal that Lance Allen, way back when it was a 7-7 game.
Oh, I thought you were going to blame it on me.
I mean, you see the moment when Ben Barton, I thought, gets an interception. I would give him the interception. Obviously, it's a fumble. It's a fumble recovery. He scoops up. You're inside the 15.
Yep.
No yards. Four plays.
Yep. No
miss
points.
A field goal.
Yep.
And you end up getting a delay of game before the field goal. Now, listen, on the second kick, I don't know that 5 yards is going to matter. Right? Right. I don't know exactly if 5 yards is going to matter because right. I think a student caught the ball.
Right.
But the first one went through the uprights
yep.
before the delay of game.
Yep.
And just in those situations when you're struggling, you can't get out of your own way. And Badgers found themselves in their own way all night long.
Think about it. You get a turnover. No momentum mm. off it. You're in the red zone. You don't convert in the red zone. Mm. You wait. So you can't get in the end. And every time they say 7 points, it's pretty obvious. Seven is more than three.
Yes.
I know I'm not. That's Captain Obvious.
Yep.
But you settle for the field goal, and you can't even get the field goal. Like you said, delay game penalty. And a lot of times, and I thought you were very astute, Billy. I got to give you your props. Momentum. Mm. You create your own momentum, and momentum sometimes helps you keep your momentum.
Yeah.
When the snowball's coming down the hill and you're literally putting your hands out like you're, Atlas or whatever, sure. trying to hold up the
and can't it's be coming using at the
you,
force.
You can't be using the force. This isn't, Jedi mind tricks yeah. or whatever you want to say. Once the momentum goes against you, it seems like it takes a lot of force to even get any momentum going your way and to stop whatever bad stuff is mm-hmm. happening to you.
A lot of teams, good teams, I think, create their own fortune.
I agree.
Right? Luck is a part of the game.
Luck is preparation and being in the right place. People yep. can talk about luck, Billy, all they want. And you know, you played.
Got to have some luck.
You got to have some luck.
Your every way once in a while.
Yeah. I always say, and it's like with anything in life, if you put yourself at least in the spot, if you at least show up,
mm-hmm.
half the time, things are going to kind of go your way. Maybe not all the time.
Yeah.
But at least if you are, okay, if you're at the 3-yard line as opposed to the 35-yard line, more often than not, you're going to score a touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you're putting yourself in a position to make a play, to make something pop. So it's just being in the right place, right time, whatever. It's just obvious. And
yeah,
it's not happening.
Two missed field goals, a turnover on downs at the 25 of Nebraska. And 29 first downs compared to 15 for Wisconsin today tells you the story. Now, the total yardage isn't as different because, Lance, we talked about it, passing yards almost identical, 293 to 292. Braden Locke, it's going to get lost, and he has taken a lot of heat over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He looked good here today, had a good game. However, pushing the ball to Vinny Anthony, I'll advocate for
guy.
It again. I think you get the ball to Vinny Anthony, good things seem to happen. Trashka Kahuna getting the ball, good things seem to happen. Now, obviously, without two of your better players in Will Pauling and Hunter Wohler, it was going to be a tough task here today. But you got some promise here. You got some young talent. But now, to be able to help that young talent, man,
yeah.
you really, really got to be able to push the accelerator.
So Vinny Anthony, 7 catches, 137 yards, really nice day, almost 20 yards per average. I agree with you. I think you target that guy 12 times a game.
Yeah.
And
any chance
you don't
gets.
See like a lot of, you know, like the Bielema era was jet sweeps and things like that just to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. So target the guy 12 times a game. I'm just going to throw it out there, whatever. Bryson Green, really nice catch early on. You know, I have zero issue with him being the 4 to 5 to 6 targets per game guy and had 4 catches today, 2 touchdowns. Really nice day. And like you said, Trashka Kahuna, 3 catches. Beyond that, not a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part. Now, I know Will Pauling being out, that has a little bit to do with it or
absolutely
whatever.
Absolutely does, yeah.
But I'm with you that I think a little more is needed there. I mentioned it to you, and we can talk about it coming up in other segments or whatever. Darian Dupree, 8 carries, 63 yards, 7.9. Tywee Walker, 14, 55. 3.9. It's been a little more of a struggle for Tywee of late.
Mm-hmm.
Does Dupree, kind of like what we talked about earlier in the season, when you saw the little bit of production when Dupree would get literally like 2 carries a game, you go, okay, I think you and I both said, mm-hmm. okay, he probably deserves, not that you can't
can play,
spread
find
it all,
a way to
he
get
can
him
play.
The ball. Yeah.
Get him the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit different
come Minnesota game in order to give yourself a chance to win.
It'll be interesting. You try to do what you can. Dana Holgorsen takes over after just a couple of weeks, and I had this tweet saved up from Ben Stevens, who covers a lot of different college football. He just said, Nebraska fans living the high life today, 34 points, 357 total yards. That was in the third quarter. It's both the most points and total yards the Huskers have had in a Big Ten game since September, and then blew the doors off that with another long drive towards the end.
How about that?
Cashed out and was aided by a couple of really, really frustrating penalties by the Badger defense here tonight. 44-25, the final, as the Huskers move to 6-5. Badgers 5-6, 3-5 in conference play. Badgers made a move at offensive coordinator this week. What did the offense look like in totality? Well, it brought a little bit of energy at one point. We'll discuss that on the other side. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. It's 44-25, the final tonight. Nebraska celebrates with the Freedom Trophy. And the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Shop the bin. Badger fans, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to make your feast a winner. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, we are here to help you tackle those holiday meals. From tender oven-ready turkeys to all your favorite fixings, Piggly Wiggly has unbeatable deals to keep your family full and happy this season. Whether you're hosting or tailgating, we've got you covered. Shop local, cheer loud, and let's celebrate Thanksgiving the Wisconsin way with Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back. Badgers fall tonight, 44-25. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. It's time to select the energizing performance of the game. Brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Well, I would say it's a pretty easy one for me at the moment, Lance.
I think I know what you're going to say. Way, you want me to guess?
Sure, go ahead.
It's going to be Braden Locke, I think.
No, actually,
no!
It was the moment where young man Chris Brooks was able to find his way onto the field, into the stat sheet. Young man whose dad was a player at Nebraska gets a long list of different injuries, misses multiple seasons due to injuries. Last time you only real time you saw him, his debut was the Guaranteed Rate Bowl against Oklahoma State.
I like that.
To be able to see the redshirt sophomore be able to get in there, and it also made me turn my head and made me check the roster because I said, damn, Chris Brooks, I was unfamiliar with your game.
I like it.
That's an energizing performance when I go and check the roster and say, who's 84? I like it. Let's see him back onto the field.
To me, that's energizing. I like that. I stand corrected, Billy. The floor is yours.
Now, granted, when a big man from Stratford High School is getting a fumble recovery.
Strat Daddy, I like that.
And also celebrating a state championship for the Stratford Tigers.
Most tough to state titles in state history. Ten.
There
Edgar
we go.
Had tied them at 9. I know we're getting a little off track here. And then Stratford said no. I know Edgar is basically our suburb or right nearby. We're going to go one up on you. How about that?
I'm going to really offend people if I say that I didn't know Stratford was big enough to have suburbs. But that is our energizing performance of the game.
But, yeah.
Brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. That Ben Barton pick was a very, very close, or fumble recovery, very, very close second, because that's an in-state dude that is just battling his tail off. You heard Luke Fickle earlier in the week talk about it outside of, you know, when he was just talking about Phil Longo.
Yep.
About how they needed to be able to find more guys to play up front and alleviate some of the load that they're putting on Ben Barton, Elijah Hills. Didn't showcase itself today, Lance. And today is another time when, you know, we watched this 3-3-5 defense a week ago really confound and confuse one Dylan Gabriel. And then today you see it get run through because at some point they just didn't have enough guys to be able to slow it down and started losing more and more throughout the game.
Yeah, he kind of got his, so to speak, on the ground especially, and that's something that the Badgers have prided themselves on, is kind of stopping the other rushing attack. Did not happen today. I a lot of times, Billy, I will listen as the game goes on. I thought Tausch had something interesting to say about how,
start doing that.
You know, a lot of times the Badgers – defensive line has been challenged all year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, they need a little more, you know, whether it's a rotation, whatever. Tausch did say that they just did not get enough pressure on Raiola enough today, and clearly they did not. 28 of 38, I believe, looked really, really good. And the other thing is that I hinted at is, okay, Nebraska hung 28 on Purdue. And who doesn't hang a bunch of points on Purdue,
Sure. Whatever.
But this 24 points in the first half, and clearly the most points that they've put up all year in the Big Ten. And in fact, that is the most points, now that I look at it, that Nebraska has scored all year.
Mm-hmm.
They had 40 points in game one against UTEP. 44 is the most. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Big Ten game all year.
That's not good.
No. And it also comes to now, you're hoping that you can see a bump like Nebraska was able to with Dana Holgorsen. Now, you're also a coach down after making the move from Phil Longo. Lance, I don't know what you saw today. I did think that Kenny Guyton and the entire collaborative group of play callers.
Yep.
Seems a little messy.
Collaboration?
The collaboration seems a little messy. But it seemed like it was clear for him. He was making some decisive decisions.
Yeah.
Game just gets away from you. Now, I didn't see anything glaring. I don't know offense was all that much better, but
they
moved the ball at the tail end of the game.
Wouldn't that be a point of emphasis was, okay, we cannot have false start penalties, delay of game penalties, illegal shifts, the penalties that came
stuff,
out of the
break.
Yeah, pre-snap penalties, whatever you want to say. We can't have clearly that seemed to be a point of emphasis with this whole thing, because like you said, the operation seemed to be cleaner, seemed to be a little more decisive, and it seemed like it put Braden Locke at more of ease. So if there is one, and I know people are going to light us up and say, oh my word, you are taking way too much positive out of this, whatever. If there is one positive in this.
Oh, there's not a lot of positives.
There's not a lot of positives.
This is positivity. You've definitely not heard.
We're
going
to come out and say that. There are not a lot of positives. But if there is one thing that they did probably get better at, it was just being a little more decisive and maybe putting Braden Locke at more of ease back in the pocket.
It'd be fascinating to see the Badgers' decision-making going forward with that spot and see who gets the keys to the car as they roll through. But coming up one more time, to get two opportunities to have this team on the football field. Got to get a win coming up next week. And the team that you play next week had their version of your Oregon game.
Well, you don't think P.J. Fleck is going to want to ruin his arch rivals season
by
keeping them out of the postseason and keeping them from another winning season and all the streaks hopefully that are on the line?
And hopefully you can get what the Badgers, the Gophers can have what the Badgers have had happen to them last couple of times that they played a top five team and battled with them. Penn State almost takes the ball against Minnesota, but Minnesota was unable to get that done, so maybe they get the little bit of a lull like the Badgers have suffered the last couple of times after their big matchups as well. That's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmid. More of our local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show is coming up after the 44-25 loss in Lincoln. Stay with us. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. 44-25. Badgers fall to the Nebraska Cornhuskers tonight, who, hey, give them credit. They had lost four consecutive games. They had also made a change at offensive coordinator Lance Allen. Both teams came into this game 5-5. Similar to a year ago, both teams in the penultimate game of the season.
Penultimate, I like it.
Their two seasons can both go in different ways. Like last year, Badgers started out down. It was Purdy who was running all over Camp Randall a year ago.
Yeah.
And then ultimately Badgers prevail in overtime, in large thanks to Braylon Allen, big efforts that he had a year ago. And then the Badgers parlay that into a win against Minnesota, go to 7-5. Cornhuskers trying to do the exact same thing right here. They had bigger expectations as to becoming bowl eligible in their 11th game. However, you got to give them credit, man. They did the job here today and really took care of business in the middle part of the game.
They certainly applied the shamrock on that one, Billy. I tell you what, all nine Freedom Trophies had gone Wisconsin's way. Now it resides in Nebraska, in Lincoln.
Yeah.
They had won 10 straight against Nebraska. That's out the window. Badgers now 11-2 against Nebraska. There are a lot of things in this one that now it comes down to Minnesota. And as we mentioned before, we'll say it again, PJ Fleck likes nothing better than to have that axe, to stick it to the team that's right across the border, and it's always been a little bit contentious. I wouldn't say it's been over the top or anything like that crazy,
but you've seen it too.
Like if you want to establish your turf, what do? You beat your rival more often than not. And for the longest time, Wisconsin won, 14 in a row? Like, a lot of people were even making jokes about how, is this even a rivalry when one team has the axe?
It's looking really Bears-Packers-esque.
Yeah. And now Minnesota has risen up under them, and they've said, we're not going to take this much anymore. So it will not be easy at the camp 11 a.m. next Friday.
No, and listening to Mark and Matt, they hit it on the head. The other part of this that makes it more inherently difficult is the fact that you're doing this on a short week.
Yeah.
Minnesota also played today. Now, they played a really physical game, tough game. They had a double-digit lead over Penn State.
And that's what you hope for, they're emotionally drained.
Absolutely,
like what the Badgers were against Oregon. That's the good note.
But the Badgers do lead the all-time series against Minnesota. Check this out, Lance, your point, to just know how close it is.
Say it
63,
again.
63-62-8. However, the trophy is not as close.
True.
The trophy's not as close. That's 46-27-3. Let's try to get that thing to 47. What do you think the Badgers are most importantly going to have to do next week? Took care of the football here today. I know Braden Locke ultimately has an interception, but it's when the game's far from decided, yeah, well late into the game. Not his fault. What's the biggest factor in your
mind?
They
got to get back to the way they played defensively against Oregon. And it's crazy to think that we all know how much Hunter Waller means to that defense. And sometimes, Billy, you know, football is the ultimate team game. All 11 have to be on the same page. If one person is 1 yard off of what the spot they're supposed to be, it will affect your whole defense. It's like fingers on your hand, only times two plus another. You have to have them all working in unison. It seems like they really miss their spiritual leader, their physical leader, their emotional leader in Hunter Waller. So I think that's a big key next week, getting him back, if they can get him back. I'm not saying he will or won't or whatever, but that would be huge. And the other thing is they have to play better defensively. Like 44 points to Nebraska, the most points they've given up or that Nebraska scored all year.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have that happen. Offensively, yeah, you can't have it 1 week where the defense shows up, 1 week where the offense shows up, bing, bang, ping pong, whatever. You want more of a complete game. But to me, the big film critique will be defensively, we cannot have this happen again.
Yeah, game's going to have to be won on the line of scrimmage, and you're going to have to get a little bit healthier, hopefully, on that defensive side. Obviously, Hunter Waller missed the game here today. Jake Chaney exiting the game also. Maybe against the run was one of the reason why Johnson was able to just really break off in the second half. I mean, I was looking at it here after the first half. He did most of his work in the second, finishes with 113 yards, doesn't get credited with a score. That was all Dante Dowdle today as he gets the hat trick on just 10 carries for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Badgers need to lick the wounds, get ready to come back to the camp. You mentioned it, Black Friday, 11 a.m., CBS, the TV broadcast. Our broadcast will start up at 9 on the Badger Sports Network, and then Mark and Matt will have the call. We'll obviously be at the camp with all the reaction and hopefully a celebration, and we will celebrate if the Badgers win without storming the field for our sixth win, unlike Nebraska did here today.
So, yeah. Are you going to go out shopping in the morning beforehand, before the festivities?
No. Listen, I'm going to do my millennial deal. I'll probably do that earlier.
Yeah.
So then I'll just do that online. So then we can just
Cyber
saddle
Tuesday
up with
Tuesday or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, we'll saddle up with some turkey leftovers and enjoy it on Black Friday.
Love it.
Absolutely. Badgers fall here tonight, 44-25. Make sure you stay with us for our local postgame show. It continues in Madison on 1310 WIBA, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll buckle our chin straps for that. We'll go inside the locker room here from Braden Locke, as well as Vinny Anthony and others. As we go into our local postgame show with Lance, myself, and Dave Gasper here in Milwaukee. Thanks to our on-site engineer, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson, and our Learfield headquarters here tonight. Final score, once again, 44-25. The final is broadcast as a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Sports Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt, hoping you'll join us coming up Friday, November 29th, Black Friday, 11 a.m., as the Badgers take on Minnesota in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Then, because it's such a fun song. Well, thanks for that story, too.
Well, now it's permanently in our library. So
excellent. We love it.
We can pull it out when we want to.
Good. I like it.
Well, I have another Rocker's Closet right now.
Imagine
so it's
that.
A double shot of Rocker's Closet. Now, you remember Marcus Bovry?
Yes.
Another musician, legendary musician here in the Madison music scene, who passed away from a brain tumor, actually. And Marcus Bovry and the Evil Twins with Marcus's son, they're playing at the Burroughs in Madison coming up Saturday, December 7th. And so they kind of do a tribute to Marcus's music.
Oh, that's cool.
And I found a song on the Mad City music CD that I've been playing a bunch of stuff from. That thing is a gold mine, right? All these great bands were playing on this. Here is Time Machine. This is Marcus Bovry and the Evil Twins right here.
Nice.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Mm.
Wasn't anything to do but kill some things to eat and make some babies. You can bet they didn't dream about no pyramid schemes, just lots of sex and violence and fitful little dreams. But they picked them up and they put them down and they found a better way to eat that meat tartare.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.